Doppelganger 3, Gustav Weller. When Newsweek magazine published a commentary named Adolf Hitler's Double, in its March 13, 1939 issue, the editors were only restating a view that was already jointly acknowledged by the Allies. The German dictator was known to have used at least one political decoy, and it was alleged that he deployed more. In line with the limited details that have surfaced, Gustav Weller, or Weber, lived in Munich in the 1930s until the Nazis, who thought he was making fun of Adolf Hitler, detained him because of his physical similarity and the way he dressed. It looked like Weller was a familiar showman in Berlin for his charismatic resemblance to the Führer. In pre-war Berlin, he was frequently stopped by the Gestapo for impersonating Hitler and was told at one point to get rid of his mustache. A War History Forum quoted. Martin Bormann introduced Weller to Hitler at the Berghof, but the Führer was enraged and ordered that he never wanted to see the doppelganger again and that he was to be imprisoned in a concentration camp. Bormann, sensing that Weller could prove to be useful, disobeyed Hitler's order and hid Weller away in Munich. Axis History Forum. At the end of World War II, the official Soviet news agency, TASS, passed on the word of a Russian general that the body of a man identified as Adolf Hitler had been found in the ruins of Berlin. It soon became known, however, that the problematical corpse was a double, mistakenly believed to be Hitler because of his identical mustache and haircut. Since Gustav Weller had disappeared during the last year of the war, some investigators thought that when Berlin was taken, he was killed by a gunshot to the forehead and left in the ruins of the Reich Chancellery in an attempt to confuse the Allies with his uncanny likeness to Adolf Hitler. However, the British surgeon and historical writer W. Hugh Thomas reported in his 1996 book Doppelgangers that Gustav Weller was found alive after the war and that Allied troops interviewed Weller following Hitler's death.